say it backwards.
Downtown, underground, CKUW 95.9 in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada.
You take good care of your car. You wash it, maintain it, protect it. But when was the last time you measured your tire pressure? Take care of your tires. It'll mean a safer ride, greater fuel efficiency, and reduced environmental pollution. Be tire smart. Be tire smart. Measure your tire pressure monthly. For more information, visit betiresmart.ca. A message from your local participating tire dealer.
Welcome back to CKUW and 95.9 FM. This is the program System Kids, and your hosts are staff at Voices, Manitoba's Youth in Care Network. My name is Mary. I am a fellow former youth in care, as well as the outreach coordinator here at Voices. And I am joined today with
Erin. I'm the manager at Voices, and I'm also a former youth in care.
And I'm Daniel. I'm back. I'm the program coordinator of Voices.
He's back and better than ever.
Ever.
For those of you that may not know, a Youth in Care Network is a group of young people who are currently in care or have lived experience in care. The purpose of the network is to connect us to one another, to support each other, and to cultivate a family of choice. CKUW has opened its doors to us, giving youth in and from care a place on the airwaves to speak for ourselves. Through the show, we share our lived experience of the child welfare system, talk about our rights, and connect with the wider community through stories, learning, and music. None of this would be possible without CKUW, and it certainly wouldn't happen without the support of listeners like you. CKUW's annual fund drive is on now, and this is your chance to support independent, listener-driven radio in Winnipeg. When you donate, you help keep shows like ours on the air, amplifying youth voices, building community, and keeping local radio strong. So if you're able, please consider pledging and supporting CKUW today.
You can pledge today by calling 204-774-6877. Remember, you make FunDrive better with your donation. Pledge now at fundrive.ckuw.ca.
And that's going to take us into our icebreaker. Today's question is, what is one small thing that helps you feel comfortable around others?
Well, for me, it would be a welcoming smile that shows that the person is, you know, delighted or happy to see me. And that really helps to break the ice.
Definitely a smile shows that someone is friendly and that they're safe and approachable. And it goes such a long way. I would say mine is icebreakers. Whenever we have meetings or new people come in, I find icebreakers are such a wonderful way to, you know, break the ice. And it gets you, it helps you get to know one another a little bit. And sometimes people are laughing and it's just a nice little way to connect.
Absolutely, Mary. It just kind of opens up that conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love smile, but I find that like a deep breath before, like you start conversations or just like trying to connect with others, it helps you. Like I guess for me, I need a reset. And yeah, just normally, like maybe some, not for all, but like for me, I'm introvert, so I do need like that little bump mm-hmm. of oxygen.
Definitely, and it helps you relax a little bit. Which yes. is, you don't want to be all tense going into meeting
yeah,
someone.
Yeah, just get relaxed.
Yeah, because we'll feel that calm
find your inner
energy.
Peace.
That's right.
Next, we have some updates for you guys. We have Empower You coming up on the 23rd. Empower You is our Monday night program that runs from 5 to 7 p.m. We share a meal together and like to do different activities and workshops together. On the 23rd, we'll talk about financial literacy. If you are youth in or from care and you want to join, you can reach out to us and let us know, or you can just simply drop in and check it out. And our favorite event of the year is coming back. Oracle Classic is coming up on March 14th. This is a hockey game where youth in or from care take on their support workers in tribute on to Earl Cook, who was a youth in care who passed away from cancer. If you would like to play in this hockey game either as a youth or a staff, please reach out to me at daniel@voices.mb.ca. daniel@voices.mb.ca, or you can call us at 204-982-4956. 204-982-4956. And we would like to have you to play the game. Either you're a good skater or a bad skater, just any skate level is welcomed. And if you don't really feel like skating, we still want you to join us as a spectator, because we want to spend time together, cheer for each other, and grow together.
Thank you so much for those updates, Daniel. And as always, you can find us at the third floor of 61 Juno Street. And you can check out our Facebook, X, and Instagram at VoicesMYICN. It is now time for our rights highlight. Today we are highlighting Article 20 of the United Nations Convention on the Rights of a Child. Article 20 tells us that if a child is temporarily or permanently deprived of their family environment, for example, due to neglect, abandonment, or because their parents have died, the state has a responsibility to protect and support them. So this means that the child is entitled to special protection and assistance from the government. The state must provide alternative care, which can include foster care, adoption, placement in suitable institutions when necessary, and when choosing this care, authorities must respect the child's background, including cultural, religious, ethnic, and linguistic identity.
And on top of that, I think this article is also a reminder that the absence of family care should never mean the absence of love, dignity, or ambition for the child's future.
Thanks, Daniel.
Yeah.
And we would also like to highlight Article 20 of the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous People. Article 20 says that Indigenous people have the right to maintain, develop, and strengthen their own political, economic, and social systems and institutions. They have the right to securely enjoy their own means of development, and this includes traditional livelihoods such as hunting, fishing, farming, trading, and other economic activities. Indigenous people who have been deprived of these means, for example, through colonization, land dispossession, or discriminatory laws, have the right to just and fair redress.
This right is very important because historically many states did the opposite. They deliberately dismantled Indigenous systems, and then Indigenous communities were blamed for the poverty and dependence that followed. This right is great in theory, but of course we want to see it followed through in practice on the day-to-day.
Definitely agree, Aaron. Up next, we've got a rising sound right from here in Manitoba. His name is Mitchell McCoons, a roots rock singer-songwriter originally from Brandon and now making waves out of Winnipeg, Manitoba. Mitchell blends traditional Ojibwe music and Métis culture with contemporary roots and rock vibes. Here is his song, Changing Man.
In 10 years' time, I thought I'd be in a picture frame and living memory. My lonely lover lying awake, wishing for more time. I pray that a bedside tear in your eye. Why do the young always gotta die? A memory living on through the loving lens. Like turn it all around. Yeah, you should see me now. I quit drinking.
changing man.
Hello and welcome back to CKUW 95.9 FM. I'm Daniel. You're listening to System Kids. If you just tuned in to our show, this week is Fun Drive 2026, our annual on-air fundraiser. This is the one time each year when we pause the regular flow of programming and ask you directly to support our community radio.
CKUW is independent, commercial-free, and powered by volunteers. There's no algorithm choosing what you hear next, just real people bringing you music, ideas, and conversations you won't find anywhere else.
And that independence is only made possible because of listener support. About a quarter of the station's annual budget comes from FunDrive, so when you donate, you're not just contributing, you're helping us keep this station alive.
Think about what you hear when you tune in. Local artists getting their first radio play, deep dives into current hot topics, community voices sharing stories that matter here in Winnipeg, just like what we do in our shows.
You're hearing volunteers, people who research, plan playlists, interview guests, and show up week after week because they believe radio should be creative and personal.
And behind the scenes, your support helps train new volunteers, maintain our equipment, keep our digital archives running, and ensure this signal stays strong 24 hours a day.
And being ad-free matters. It means we don't interrupt a powerful interview for a commercial break. It means we don't shape our programming around sponsors. We shape it around community.
If CKUW has ever introduced you to a new favorite artist, if it's made you think differently or feel connected, now is the time to give back. Call 204-774-6877 or donate online at fundrive.ckuw.ca. It's quick, secure, and easy. And if making a larger donation all at once feels tough, you can set up a payment plan that works for you. What matters most is participation. When you pledge, you're showing that independent radio matters in this city.
CKUW supports over 120 volunteers and broadcasts more than 90 local produce programs. That's a huge range of voices and perspectives. We give people the opportunity to learn technical skills, develop competence behind a microphone, and gain real-world media experience. And as a listener, you benefit from programming that reflects the diversity, creativity, and energy of Winnipeg. In square footage, we may be small, but in impact, we are a leader in campus and community radio.
So if you value independent, commercial-free radio, and if you appreciate hearing music and ideas that don't fit into the mainstream, and if you believe community voice deserves space on the airwaves, please call 204-774-6877 now. Or head to fundrive.ckuw.ca and make your pledge online. FunDrive only happens once a year. Your support today keeps CKUW strong for the year ahead.
For today's community connection, we have West Central Women's Resource Center. West Central Women's Resource Center empowers women, gender-diverse people, and their community to move from where they are to where they want to be by providing responsive programming, facilitating knowledge sharing and connection, and contributing to culture shift and policy transformation. They provide drop-in free services for those who need to use phones, a computer, a laundry machine by appointment, a shower, hygiene and harm reduction supplies, access to traditional medicines and information and referrals to other organizations. Meals are offered Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at noon, and Tuesday and Thursday dinner at 5 p.m., and Saturday breakfast and coffee at 10 a.m. Encampment Support is an outreach program that has the goal of helping those living in encampments transition to housing. Family Supports is a program where the staff will assist women and gender-diverse people and their families with child and family services. They offer one-on-one support and advocacy. Gender-Based Violence Support is a program to help those experiencing gender-based violence have a safe space to talk and rebuild their lives. They are located at 640 Ellis Avenue in Winnipeg, and their phone number is 204-774-8975. And you can reach them by email at info@wcwrc.ca. Their hours are Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 9:30 to 4 p.m., Tuesdays and Thursdays from 12:30 to 6 p.m., and Saturday from 9 till 12.
Thank you for sharing that community connection, Erin. Next, we would like to share an article that was published on January 29th by APTN News, titled Two Competing Plans on Child Welfare, Government Reform versus First Nations Control. Two plans before the Canadian Human Rights Tribunal say they'll end discrimination in the system. One reforms the current system, while the other builds a new one. Chiefs from across the country are proposing that the federal government be removed from having control over how the on-reserve First Nations child welfare system is run. The details are contained in a plan that was submitted by the National Chiefs Children's Committee, otherwise NCCC, to the Canadian Human Rights Tribunal in late December. The tribunal noted, in frustration, that no agreed-upon plan to end discrimination in the child welfare system is in place, nearly 10 years after the landmark 2016 ruling that the federal government had discriminated against First Nations children in the on-reserve child welfare system by chronically underfunding services. The NCCC's proposal, called the Loving Justice Plan, or LJP, establishes an independent national First Nations Child and Family Services Secretariat to oversee the entire system. According to the document, the Secretariat would be appointed by First Nations and answerable to them. It would support regional governance bodies made up of nations, treaty groups, or political organizations that choose to lead. The federal government would have no role in running the on-reserve child welfare system. Instead, the system would run based on directives from First Nations-led committees, the plan proposes. The federal government's plan is in many ways similar to the deal that the chiefs made outside Ontario voted to reject in 2024. First, Canada now says that instead of one national deal, they will negotiate regional deals. These could be by provinces, or where it makes sense, by treaty or tribal group. Canada's deal offers $27 billion over 7 years, according to the government. The new deal is more generous than the rejected 2024 deal because it includes additional investments, specifically $406 million in new funding is allocated to support First Nations child welfare advocates. If Canada's plan is chosen as the plan to end discrimination, they say that they will begin regional negotiations in spring 2026. The plan is to have the agreements finalized by the fall. If some regions have not finalized agreements in the set timeframe, those regions will fall under the national framework, which will take effect on April 1st, 2027. The difference is that First Nations without a deal would not have a chance to customize how they administer it. Both the LJP and Canada's National Reform Plan start from the same foundation: substantive equality, international rights, and self-determination. After years of legal decisions, those ideas are now widely accepted as minimum standards. Both plans recognize that changing the department itself is part of the solution. Canada commits to a third-party evaluation of the ISC to be overseen by an expert advisory committee.
Thanks, Mary. This was a very interesting article, as both plans acknowledge the importance of self-determination and equal rights, which is good. So on one hand, the government's plan to keep Ottawa in the driver's seat, and the other plan, the Loving Justice Plan, allows First Nations to oversee the entire system, which recognizes the importance of Indigenous people making decisions for their own children, which sounds fair. So we will continue to follow this story and provide updates as they come in.
CKUW is Winnipeg's home for voices you won't hear anywhere else. From music to culture to real life stories, CKUW creates space for perspectives that challenge, inspire, and connect our community. One example is our show System Kids, a show about young voices navigating systems that weren't always built for them, and finding power, creativity, and community anyways. Honest, inclusive, and rooted in Winnipeg's youth culture, it reflects real experiences, not stereotypes. and amplifies voices too often overlooked.
So when you support CKUW, you are supporting programs like System Kids, programs that lead with heart, spark understanding, and remind us that there's always more to learn from each other.
Fund Drive runs until the end of this week. This is your chance to help CKUW continue bringing stories, music, and perspectives that matter. Don't wait. Pledge today at funddrive.ckuw.ca or call 204-774-6877 to make your pledge. For gifts over $35, donors can opt for special Fund Drive incentives. With your support, CKUW can keep doing the good work that we are all loving and appreciating.
And for our next song break, we have Dreamcatcher by Leonard Summer.
Catcher in the rye, set my soul on fire. Let it burn with desire for the apple of my eye. My heart's on the line, let it roll, let it ride. Got my mind on the prize, the apple of my eye. Let me say, I first saw you and you caught my attention like a river's movement. Smooth and swift, yet dangerous, but beautiful, so you gain my trust. Cause I'm so weak and I'm so tempted. I can barely speak when your name gets mentioned. And when I see you, my world collapses. My heart's in control and my mind relaxes. So my actions are fueled by passion, consumed by the fumes that spark attraction. There's a boom in the room, let the magic happen. Slow move to the tunes, got the music blasting. Well, I'm not a man of faith, but I'm a faithful man. So take my heart if you take my hand. I don't need a lot of things to make life feel grand. Hey, take my heart if you take my hand. Yeah, I'm not a man of faith, but I'm a faithful man. So take my heart if you take my hand. I don't need a lot of things to make life feel grand. Hey, take my heart if you take my hand. I'm influenced by drum beats and guitars, the streets and the stars, straight from the rares, and I speak from the heart. Creative beauty from the bleak and the dark. Off the start, it was far from a walk in the park, but the spark that was made continued to blaze. I put my pen to the page and set out to amaze with some cowboy chords and niche, not big ways. I went from locked in a fade, now I'm rocking the braids, setting the pace with the clock tick talking away. There ain't no stopping the days and no walking away. Haven't prayed, so I don't expect an answer today for the questions in my mind that'll rattle my brain. So that'll remain till I'm at it again. Half snap with a pen and a bottle of gin. Kitchen mandu, do you wonder why I battle within? Searching for truth where the journey begins. Yeah. Well, I'm not a man of faith, but I'm a faithful man. So take my heart if you take my hand. I don't need a lot of things to make life feel grand. Hey, take my heart if you take my hand. Yeah, I'm not a man of faith, but I'm a faithful man. So take my heart if you take my hand. I don't need a lot of things to make life feel grand. Hey, take my heart if you take my hand. Dream catcher in the rye, set my soul on fire. Let it burn with desire for the apple of my eye. My heart's on the line, let it roll, let it ride. Got my mind on the prize, apple of my eye. Dream catcher in the rye, set my soul on fire. Let it burn with desire for the apple of my eye. My heart's on the line, let it roll, let it ride. Got my mind on the prize, apple of my eye. Well, I'm not a man of faith, but I'm a faithful man. So take my heart if you take my hand. I don't need a lot of things to make life feel grand. Hey, take my heart if you take my hand. Yeah, I'm not a man of faith, but I'm a faithful man. So take my heart if you take my hand. I don't need a lot of things to make life feel grand. Hey, take my heart if you take my hand.
Hello and welcome back to CKUW 95.9 FM. This is the program System Kids, brought to you by Voices. We are in our second half of the show, and today we have a very special guest. She is a lovely lady named Moyen. Moyen is one of the newest employees at BGC Winnipeg. Today, Moyen is going to be speaking about online safety and job searching. Hello, Moyen, and thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm really happy to be here.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Can you tell us about what your role is at BGC Winnipeg?
Yeah, so I'm the youth employment counselor with BGC Winnipeg. My role essentially is to help young people prepare for the workforce. This relates to mentorship, resume building, interview prep. We mostly work with 16 to 29 year olds. That is part of our PEP program. But we do, you know, offer our help to other demographics.
Amazing. Very important work. What is the eligibility process to get connected to your services?
Yeah, so what you do for the most part is just send us an email. If you're looking for resume help, looking for job opportunities, there is no strict, you know, eligibility for this program. It is free for all, free for the community. It's just to send us an email, send us that you are in need of a job or you're needing help with any interview prep. We are able to do that for you.
Amazing. Could you quickly plug the email in for our listeners?
For sure. So my email is moyin, period, adesui, so that's A-D-E-S-U-Y-I, at bgcwinnipeg.ca.
Awesome. Thanks, Moyin. I'd like to start by asking you, what is online safety and why is it so important for young people who are job searching these days?
For sure. So online safety refers to protecting oneself from risks when using the internet, protecting personal information, avoiding fraud, recognizing scams, maintaining privacy, and managing your online reputation. That's being safe in communicating with others online, especially when it comes to employment. So I've seen that many youth in the program that I did a couple weeks ago was called the Money Management Workshop. So many youth in that program had just finished their summer jobs through BGC, and they were thinking about, you know, applying for the fall and things like that. And in our conversations, it was obvious that they were motivated, but they had a lot of questions about safety. So questions like, how do I know, you know, if this position is real? You know, what if a recruiter messages me directly on Instagram? When should I share personal details, like my social insurance number, things of that nature? And many of them realized that, you know, they don't have these answers. And I realized that there was a gap in knowledge. And then filling that gap can protect a lot of young people. So this also hits for me personally. When I was younger, searching for jobs myself, I came across more than one, like, fraudulent posting. Some were designed to steal personal information, and others were legitimate, like, legitimate on the surface, but ultimately exploitative, using, you know, using people's time and inexperience of the youth without offering real value, right? So I remember how discouraged I felt, and I felt like this program or this workshop would be a good idea for, you know, to learn online safety and all.
Okay, very interesting. So this sounds like something that needs to be talked about, I think, especially in modern day when we do so much of our communication through the internet. A lot of people are looking for jobs through the internet. You know, back in the olden days, you just go hand in a resume, right, and you knew it was legit, but mm-hmm. It's harder to tell these days. What would you say are the biggest red flags youth should watch for when it comes to job scams?
Yeah, for sure. So firstly, I'll talk about like why people fall for these scams, right? Before mm-hmm. we talk about the red flag. So I've noticed, you know, even when I was younger, I'd see like desperation is one of them. So like as a youth, you know, sometimes we need a job really quick, you know, it gets tight, we want to buy our stuff. So a lot of people, you know, a lot of young people are desperate, you know, economic pressure. So, you know, when you really need work, you might, you know, fall, you might not take enough time to verify and things like that. So, yeah, and lack of awareness, you know, about how scams work. So the red flags, you know, you might not see this red flags immediately. And hope for remote work. That's another thing that, you know, another reason why youth can fall into a scam, right? So uncertainty or inexperience. First jobs, new to the job searching world, you know, we don't have that much experience as youth. So that's another reason why you can fall for a scam. And social pressure. You see similar job ads or on social media, maybe your friends have those jobs or like they have similar jobs, and because you want to have that, or you know, peers can share links and sites where it looks legitimate on the, you know, on the surface, but are not. And also deceptive design. So scam emails, messages often mimic real companies or use design similar to job boards or logos on social media. So looking at the what youth can do or what kind of red flags to watch out for, right? Mm-hmm. So there are job offers that come out of nowhere. So unsolicited emails, messages, offering high pay roles or high pay for a little work, right? As a youth, most youth don't have that much experience or much qualifications for a lot of roles that are out there. So when you see like a job offer that is mostly out of your scope or out of your reference level, and you then are getting unsolicited emails and messages offering high pay for little work, it comes out a bit sketchy, right? It looks a bit sketchy. So that's a red flag to look for. And then requests for money up front. So when you're applying for a job and then they ask you to like maybe send $50 for the insurance for your computer that they're gonna send you in a couple weeks or things like that, or they ask you to buy this equipment or pay for training or pay for a fee before you even start, before you even, you know, get to the building or before you even get to start working, is really something you have to look out for. You know, requests for money up front is a legit one that we see very often. And then email address, domain names that are suspicious or don't match official company names. So for example, using generic emails like Hotmail, Gmail, instead of the corporate address. So like for BGC, ours is bgcwinnipeg.ca. So some companies may use like Gmail or Hotmail, but for the most part, when you're looking at legitimate companies, most of them would use their company name as part of their domain name for their email addresses. So just taking a look at that, you know, being aware, just making sure that, you know, this might not be as legitimate as I think it is. And especially when it comes to typos and the names or addresses is a good one. Checking for typos is what will help you, especially when you're looking at those emails being sent. Another one is promise of very high income, especially remote or easy tasks. Offers that seem to be too good to be true, right? Vague job descriptions. So when it's like, oh, you're gonna be doing customer service, and they're not, you know, being detailed in what they're saying or detailed, okay, you're gonna be doing this work or that work, you're gonna be talking to this demographic. If they're not explicit in what they're talking about, it might be a red flag to look out for. So, you know, little clarity about your duties, about the supervision, where the money comes from. You know, I myself have almost fallen into traps like that when I was a youth. I worked for a company where I asked a bunch of questions and they were not, you know, forthcoming with, you know, the communication. They were not really answering the questions. So things like that, you have to put it in your mind that, okay, they're not answering a bunch of my questions. They're not making it clear for me. So this might not be a job worthwhile. So pressure or urgency. So needing decisions right away, or threats like, if you don't do this now, you'll miss out. You know, requests for sensitive personal info too early, like your SIN, that's your social insurance number, or your birth date, or your banking info, or access to your computer or personal devices. Pressure or urgency is it's a really red flag. It's something that you have to look out for, because the rush, there's no need to rush. It's a job, right? It's a job that you can take your time to ask questions. Most employers would allow you to ask questions, would allow you to take your time in some cases, for the most part, you know. So try as much as possible to be aware of these things, right? Yeah, so those are the red flags that I've come across, and then we've seen that, you know, a lot of people fall for. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. I think a big takeaway was that if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is worth being skeptical about. And yeah, I don't think most places are going to make you pay them before you have to start working. Mm-hmm. What are consequences if someone gets caught in a job scam?
Yeah, for sure. There are a bunch of consequences. I've seen it in my, you know, my personal life. I've seen it in, you know, different stories and like different things on the internet. We've seen that the major one is loss of money. So a lot of people, you know, they send their $100 here for this equipment or fee for training, things like that. A lot of people lose money and, you know, it affects people, especially youth. It's very devastating because most are not economically, you know, able to recover from a lot of that because they are in need of a job, right? Mm-hmm. So loss of money can really be a big consequence when, you know, when that happens to you. And then there's loss or exposure of personal sensitive information, like your banking info, your SIN, your IDs, things of that nature. Identity theft can happen too. So someone just, you know, takes your information and then steals it for whatever, you know, whatever use that they want to have it for, right? It is very devastating to a lot of youth because they're just starting out their life, starting out their journey. So it can really devastate a person. Damage to credit or financial reputation, that could really affect one's, you know, one's ability to, you know, get a mortgage, get other stuff in the future. It is really damaging. Emotional stress, anxiety, shame can be one of them, a real consequence, because you might not even want to share that this happened to you because some people feel embarrassed about it. Some people feel, you know, shame about it. So it could really, you know, put a lot of stress on a youth, right? And then time lost, retracted energy and opportunity costs, right? So it really affects you. So maybe a job that you took that is not legit can waste your time. It can waste, you know, the opportunities, you know, the time that you have to do other things. You put it, all your energy into working in a place where it's not, you know, legit or it's not, you know, profitable or it's not, you know, fruitful. Right. And sometimes there are legal risks if they unknowingly break rules or share data in risky ways. So these are some of the consequences that I've seen or that, you know, has happened to a couple people that is not good. So you be sure to open your eyes when you're applying for jobs. Open your mind to all the red flags that could happen, all the red flags that, you know, that I mentioned earlier. So to avoid all these consequences.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And this is why it is important to take online safety seriously. So Moyen, if someone realizes that they've been scammed, what should they do next?
Yeah, so what you do for sure is contact your bank or your financial institution to freeze accounts or stop payments if your banking information was taken or used in a way that is illegal. What you can do is contact them, let them freeze your accounts or stop payments so it's easier. And I think that's the first line of defense when it comes to information or money being taken from your account. What you can do is call the police and file a police report. Filing a police report is important, so there's a trace, so there's something to fall back on when maybe your financial institution cannot help in a situation. Filing a police report is optimal. And then there's the Canadian Anti-Fraud Center, the CAFS. You can report online or call them. They help with a lot of fraudulent activities that go on in Canada. Yours is not too small for them to help. Your situation is one of many, and they have experience. So calling them, reporting online, they will be able to help you as best as they can. And when it comes to other resources, Scotiabank, maybe if you bank at Scotiabank or TD, there's the Scotiabank practical guide on spotting fake jobs postings. They can help you. The TD Bank fraud awareness, they have tips, surveys, and resources about online scams that can help you. And then for the Better Business Bureau, the BBB scam tracker, they track and report scams in Canada and the US, including reports targeting youth.
Amazing. And I do think a preventable approach is always the best way to go about it. So what steps would you offer to youth and parents or guardians to take to stay safe during job searching?
Yes, so what you can do as a youth is always research the employer or company. Check their website, verify, you know, contact info, read reviews, look on LinkedIn. I personally go on Reddit. Reddit is a good resource to have. Once you search up the company, you will see a bunch of people, a bunch of opinions the companies have personally affected. They will share their opinions. Reddit is a good resource to use. A simple Google search can work too. Going on places like Reddit where people share their experiences, as I mentioned, of the particular company does a lot to determine if the company is legit. Ask questions. So who will you report to? What is the compensation and schedule? Any paperwork like contracts, you know, where is the business located? Things like that, you know, if the company is remote, you ask, okay, where's this business, you know, located in person? Are you fully online? So those are the questions that you can ask. Don't pay any money up front. If they insist, that is a red flag. Use secure platforms, job boards with good reputations. Don't use an obscure job, you know, application that most people don't know about. Use mostly the basic ones. I've seen lately that even with the legit secure platforms, a little bit of fraudulent or scam companies do creep in here and there. So you still have to be careful, even with the secure ones, right? Protect your personal data. Only share what is necessary, and only use and only after you trust the other party. Be careful with links and attachments. Phishing attacks are common. Check the URLs are legitimate. Don't click on the links from unknown or suspicious messages. And then use the two-factor authentication, good passwords, and keep devices secure. One other thing is, on your resume, do not put your phone number. Make sure to just put maybe your email that is specifically used for resumes. I suggest you make an email that is specifically used for resumes or for the corporate world instead of using your personal email. So it helps distinguish, you know, your personal information to what you want to show on your resumes. Because we tend to put our resumes in different, you know, places as youth. We're looking for jobs everywhere. In the mall, we're dropping off our resumes, right? Online, we're dropping off our resumes. So it's better to have a separate email and not put your phone number there. To avoid any issues that could, you know, affect that, right? And using two-factor authentication, like group passwords, as I mentioned earlier, is a good way to do that. And then for your parents, what they can do, for parents or guardians, what you can do to help your youth is talk with the youth about what kinds of things to watch out for. Build awareness, you know, help them. Most of them don't have that experience, you know, of searching for jobs online. So help them build awareness. Encourage open communication. Let youth know it is okay to ask questions or show someone a job offer if something feels off. Help youth verify companies. Show how to look up business registrations, reviews, contact them directly via official channels. Teach or model good digital hygiene. Using secure passwords, keeping devices updated, recognizing phishing, being cautious on social media. Consider supervising or reviewing job search options, especially for younger youth.
Thanks for sharing, Moyen. One thing I found really interesting that I actually haven't considered before is not putting my phone number on a resume. Yeah. I've definitely done that in the past, but I think that you make a really good point that in this new realm of, you know, needing to be safe online, that's a way to protect our information and data. Mm-hmm. One more question for you, Moyen. Do you have some recommended methods for job searching or platforms or websites that you would find are the safest?
Yes, for sure. So you can go through, there are a couple that I would recommend. I would recommend Indeed. I would recommend ZipRecruiter. Those are the basic ones. Though, you know, there's still room for scams in every platform. No platform is immune to, you know, people who are looking to scam, especially youth. So I just I would just recommend that you stick to the basic ones. And I will also recommend going on the employee or the company website. That is the best place when you're applying for jobs. Go on the website, go on LinkedIn. Those are, you know, great platforms. And then when you're looking at digital safety and literacy, I would recommend, you know, Common Sense Media, ChildNet, Connect Safely, Be Internet Awesome, which is a Google affiliated website that helps, you know, kids and helps youth about being, you know, internet, being internet safe and being online safe. And your local media literacy programs. So libraries, a lot of libraries near you do have a lot of literacy when it comes to media. They have a lot of programs that can, when it comes to online job applications. Libraries, your community center, even your some of your schools may have that. And then also BGC, we have a lot of tools that are coming in the future, a lot of trainings that would, you know, be open to some of the community and then also BGC club members. So yeah, those are a couple of the resources that I have for you.
Amazing. All right, well, that is about all the time we have for the interview today. But you heard it here, folks. If you are looking for employment, if you're a young person looking for employment, here's your lady. She knows a lot about it. Thank you so much for coming on today, Moyen.
Yeah.
Maybe just plug your email in one more time before we head off.
Yes, for sure. My email is moyen.adeshi@bgcwinnipeg.ca.
Amazing. All right. We will be back on next week, same time, 5 p.m. Thank you all for listening. Bye. Free.
fills up the air.